Is it time for revolt? In today's high-speed world of communication, where sites like Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, and Twitter reign as lord and masters, have you noticed the new and subtle way people are given directions? You now have written messages on sidewalks. It all started with some cities painting mask orders to remind people that they had to wear them. And this seems to have started a new trend. Just yesterday, I saw a stenciled drawing of a dog on the sidewalk with the words, "My master picks up my poo." At first, it made me laugh. But after seeing a second one, and then a third one, I found it quite irritating. Today, we, the people, are constantly being formatted. We are constantly told what to do and how to behave. For example, if you take the subway in Paris, not only are you being filmed by surveillance cameras, robotic voices also tell you when the subway is coming, when you can get on, when the doors are going to close, and so on. Even your subway pass has a chip in it, and it records every trip you make. Mind you, pedestrians are not the only ones being tracked. Whenever cars pay toll on freeways, their license plates are flashed and recorded. Should we revolt against this infringement of our personal freedom of action? We may be tempted to do so, but that would also mean that we would have to do without our beloved cell phones and computers. You are aware, I'm sure, that your phone is both your best friend and your ever-watchful big brother, who always knows where you are, who you are talking to, and this at every second of the day. Think twice about it before you act.